guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Horrible Decisions. And yes, some of you guys are new. So we are going to introduce you to us. God motherfucking damn it. Hey, guys. I'm sitting next to my co-host.
Is this like the host Sesame Street?
I don't know.
Hi, everybody. Welcome in for another episode of Sucking Cocks with Mandy and Weezy.
Shit.
Hey, y'all. What's up, y'all?
If you're new here.
Yeah, there's a lot of new people. That's why I feel like we have to say hi.
Well, now you know our whole story after the Breakfast Club, if that's why you're here. If you came from Sophia with an F and you still stayed, you're still, you must be a good white person.
You know.
Because the reviews about us being racist were fun.
Wait.
Fun with an F-U-N, baby.
They did. They totally were calling us racist.
What about your other half? Yo, they were upset.
Did you see the comments?
Well, let me tell you guys something. I hate men and I date them and fuck them.
Woo.
So I can still...
Oh, wait, you do. See, I ain't gonna hold you. It's so hard for me, baby. I don't know who I am. If y'all really want to hear who I was, go a year ago into the pod and beyond. Because I'm not gonna lie, I just can't hate men anymore because I love my...
Men are trash, but hey.
I love my boyfriend.
Here's Eden, our head producer who works here with
me. He's not trash.
See?
Just wait. I'm not wishing bad on you.
Not just wait.
Wow, you'll marry him. You'll marry him.
Wait, did you just hear her?
You can marry him one day. You still be in love with him, but he'll do something. You're gonna be like, this nigga ain't shit.
Why are you wanting her? Why are you wanting him to do something?
I don't want that. It's just, I don't believe that men are...
Let's get this shit out the universe, baby.
I don't believe that there's like, I just don't.
Can I ask you a question then? Do you believe that women are shit?
Mm. No.
So just people ain't shit.
Yeah, but men are worse.
Wow. I agree.
And that's what we think of white people.
Yeah. As someone that fucks them, I can tell you, I've fucked niggas, I've fucked bitches, and niggas are the worst. Even the white ones. The white niggas are still bad.
I hate that you...
Am I having a bad day? Yes. I'm just like... No, I am... I don't know. There's a book out there called, like, Dating Men While You Hate Men or something like that. And of course, I'm being facetious. Like, if I don't hate men, but it's hard. Like, I just think all people are terrible. The niggas that... fucked me over, that fucked my friends over. It's just, this is Women's Month.
Girl, Women's Month anything now.
Is over.
Well, we're that recording this in Women's Month. And it's always Women's Month. Just like it's always Black History Month. Anyway, why I'm really in a salty mood is, like I said, this episode is inspired by a friend of mine having a dry spell.
Okay.
And I've really been thinking about just how, like, it's hard to start dating again, but you also need to get fucked. So what do you do in situations like this?
Y'all, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna speak for my friends in this episode only because my nigga actually fucked me so hard the other day.
That's right.
I didn't want to think of dick. And then I was like, who am I?
But when you were single, you were like...
When I was single, bitch, I was getting fucked. I was getting flued out. I had one dick, left one.
But you had a dry spell, though. Right before you met your man, you were having a dry spell.
You know why? Because we were in a pandemic.
No, bitch,
we was in Panera Bread, Pantene, Pro-V. That's what hit, and that's what kept me from getting dick.
You wasn't having Pro-V, bitch. You were in a dry spell before that. You were like, I'm not fucking with niggas. I need a white friend. Niggas ain't shit.
I was there when we were recording, and then remember you got on the plane, and then the plane didn't go?
Yep, so that was in December. So what happened was, in January, I actually did...
Oh.
I actually did get some dick, but then I took a plan B, and the reason why I wasn't getting dick is because I had a period every two fucking weeks.
Oh, that's what it was.
The fucking plan B fucked up my cycle for the first three months. Then a bitch motherfucking
Sesame Street, one of my favorite nursery rhymes. If you can walk through mud, you can fuck through mud.
And I cannot. And I guess I can't walk through mud. I'm going to get stuck, bitch, because I cannot. I'm not fucking with blood.
Bro.
Like, no. And I told you I'm one of God's favorites. It's only 3 days anyways.
You are chosen.
Luckily, my boyfriend waits. And, you know, there's that.
Does he want to fuck on your period? He seems like a nasty nigga.
No, you know what's crazy? We actually had to have a conversation because he's just like, I don't understand why you have to make an announcement every month. Like,
what?
What do you mean?
Like, basically, I'd be like, well, you know, I'm on my period. So, or you know, my period coming. Or, well, I'm just getting off my period. And he's like, I will come around you. Regardless, like, why do you make your period like as a no fly zone? Like, I don't have to fuck you when we're together. And I was like, oh, well, this is new for me. men normally don't want to see me if I'm on my period because they just want to fuck.
Damn, we ain't shit.
So, but he's just like, my boyfriend had to be like, you don't have to make an announcement. I was like, do you not realize that I have a whole podcast where I'm talking about periods? I think of it as something very common, but he's just like, you don't have to announce it. Doesn't have to be an announcement.
I love telling people when I'm on my period. I love it. I love it so much. When we were building out this studio, it was me and Alex here. And
see, I like telling my man, but I don't announce it to the world.
Everybody better know I'm on my period. Peter downstairs, the man who says, okay, everybody better know I'm on my period. I swear to God, Mandy, I want everyone to know, because if anything happens within this wrath, you need to know why I have an excuse. I have a period unlike no other. My period is so serious. I have endometriosis, for one, that I just found out.
You just found out?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Oh my God.
So a lot of women that have had intense cramps all their lives, like it's basically like, it's a lot of tissues around your uterus. So you have difficulty during menstruation because you're in so much pain and so much cramping. And I didn't know. And every time I would go to the gyno, no one said anything. Maybe it recently happened, but now that I know, I'm not saying this is like a get out of jail free card, but bitch, I will bring it up.
And you have like a full like week period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
So I've stopped eating red meat the week before my period and during my period, which helps a little bit. But
and then something else I heard, I know you're a tea drinker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Raspberry leaf tea.
I'll try it.
It's actually for women with PCOS, and it helps eliminate the cramps and pain that comes with periods.
Dude, PCOS is a bitch. Kiki Palmer has it, and she talks about her cystic acne. Bro, we go through so much shit. You see what I mean? Niggas ain't shit.
They're not.
Now,
They are. That's gonna say they not.
That's right.
I ain't gonna switch it up that quick.
See?
No, I'm gonna still fuck. But I had one of the worst periods of my life last week. Shout out to my friend Dennis. He surprised me with like a little birthday thing. Venus came, Rory, Low, Kaz, it was cool. And in the middle of being out, or no, we were at my house, sorry. But in the middle of it, I started laughing while we're playing Cards Against Humanity. And I felt it. You know when you could feel the blood come out of yourself?
Maybe.
Have you ever felt that?
No, I just like, once my tits stop hurting, so my tits are hurting right now. My tits are the most tender the whole week before my period. Once my tits start, like, stop hurting, I just, every time I wipe, I'm looking and I'm waiting.
Bro, my pussy was so wet and gushy. And I was like, who's doing this to me in this room right now? Like, is this me? Like, what's going on? Go in the bathroom. I mean, it was rojo. Okay?
Damn.
Fucking. So anyway, I go to bed. I wake up. My period is so intense. Every smell, there was a candle on. I was throwing up. I was putting water on my face to make sure I didn't pass out. I could have been hungover at the same time.
Yeah.
But all I know is,
this is not period symptoms. This is, bitch, you were hungover.
No, it was period too.
Bro, you were hungover.
No.
You're not going to mix the two. The same way we not going to mix just your attitude with your period either.
Right.
You see how she just want to put everything on her
period? That is a real period symptom. I'm a good person until I believe.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you an off day. I'm not gonna be like, oh, we just being fucked up because of her period, because then I'm gonna look crazy.
Thank you.
Why?
Because what if you're not bleeding? If he's like, oh, you must be bleeding and you not, then that's a whole nother thing. Just because I got an attitude, don't think I'm PMSing. I don't want no one else to blame my attitude on my PMS. So you can't publicly blame
it. Okay, to be fair, I don't like when people bring it up. Because Alex and I got in our first fight and that nigga said on the phone to me, and I remember,
damn,
put the camera on.
Oh,
Alex goes, you know what? I don't know if you're on your fucking period right now, but I'm going to talk to you later. And he clicked on me.
Oh.
And even though I was about to fly down to Miami, dog. Ooh. I was so pissed.
Did you tell HR?
No.
You HR?
No.
Who HR?
Nobody.
Yo, I be HR?
Yeah, let me tell you, for those of you who don't know, we're talking about, we're recording at my studio, WTF Media Studios, and Eden's our head producer here. The only time I thought we would have HR called, we didn't have sufficient padding in between scheduling, and Eden was so booked up. I called Alex. I said, bro, we got to do something because he ain't getting a break. We about to get fired from all shit. Me. I was bringing Eden food. I didn't know what to do.
I said, you better put your lunch break in the mix.
She was like, you want some Starbucks? Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, I felt so bad. I didn't know what to do. So then I called our accountant and I was like, am I doing things right? Like, they're an independent contractor. I'm okay, right? And he was like, yo, it's going to be fine. They like, they know if they know something's going on. I'm like, them niggas about to turn on me and they just going to put a sign on the door that says no recording today.
Hey, the Better Business Bureau about to pop up in this bitch.
Well, as a Black-owned business hiring, you know, POCs, I feel like we should be okay. Just know there could have been a white man having that job.
So you're just working them to death?
No!
That's what it sounds like to me. Let me get y'all POCs and work y'all. That's what it sounded like.
I said, I don't like this. I'm scared.
Well, how do you not do the accent as good as I do?
Because we don't all talk like
Thank
that,
you.
Weezy.
Yeah, but like, if you're appropriating it from somewhere, like...
You can't
I ain't gonna win this one. Stop the Asian hate. That's the only people I need to worry about right now. All right. Anyway, let's get to the vanilla shit. This is a dope-ass one that I just found. I want to give a shout-out to a chick named Adri. I don't know if her name's Adriana. Adri Boston. She is doing a project right now in what I hope is college.
The one who wrote us on Twitter.
Yes.
Shout out to her. We out here in PowerPoint slides,
okay,
y'all.
She said, I am in a sexuality issues for social work practice. I have to do a presentation on anything. And you know, horrible pot is getting mentioned and put on my PowerPoint. So she wants us to explain what vanilla shit is and was looking for an episode where we can explain vanilla shit. This was one of our first segments we ever made. I think it was the first one we decided on. We wanted to talk.
Nah, I think Kink of the Week was. We knew we wanted to talk about kinks.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think you had Kink of the Week already, like, in
but
your
we
mind.
Wanted one thing to be quote-unquote kind of current. So we talked about having a sex in the news topic. And what is sex in the news? Basically, we search for articles or things that are going on in the world. It can be from any point in time, but something that just came from a news source or an article or anything happening in current events that could be related to sex. And this one is great. It's from the New York Post. And the title is... Woman in Japan ordered to pay damages for having sex with a man's wife. Okay. She slept with his wife and he made her pay. A woman in Japan must fork over hundreds of dollars to a man because she had sex with his wife, according to a very rare court
ruling.
Because,
wait, she had sex with his wife. So there was a lesbian. So the wife cheated on him with another woman.
Bitch, do I look like Jerry Springer? Let me read the shit.
Okay, go. I'm just trying to... Okay, go ahead.
Mandy watching TV talking about... So he slept with her... Okay. The Tokyo District Court ordered the unnamed 37-year-old woman to pay the husband $1,010 because she had an affair with his spouse. Now, the angry hubby filed a lawsuit against his wife's lover for allegedly turning her into a two-timer. I wish it said two-time in horror. After they met online. As a defense, she claimed it could not be considered legal infidelity because it didn't ruin their marriage. But the court said that it was undermining the peace in their marriage.
Get the fuck out of here.
In past years, affairs between same-sex lovers have not been considered infidelity under the law. However, the court decided that she had to pay $1,000 and that it was...
It's not crazy.
And last week, a Japanese court also ruled that failing to allow same-sex couples to get married is unconstitutional. So maybe that's why she had to pay.
Mm. All right.
Gay for pay. Now, bitch, how much do you think in your lifetime...
Oh, bitch, I would have been broke like a bitch. Because I was the side chick for a long time, baby. And even if I would have only been taxed like a $500 fine... A bitch still would have probably been in the hundreds of thousands at this point.
What?
Baby. Yeah. I used to love being a little side Jones.
That's right. Accept it, Mandy.
Here's the thing. For, I would say, all of my 20s, I was in a place where I didn't really want to be told what to do. Right. I've never lived with a man because I was still also that very independent, strong, like, I was going to make it happen if I needed it to happen. And so... To me, being number two allowed me to have fun with my partners.
allowed me to have fun
with an F because you didn't have the strength of bills, of real obligations, of real accountability. Right. Like, and yeah, I was a hoe. Like, I didn't want to be held accountable for my actions or my words. Like, I used to be a spoiled brat. So, yeah, I'll be honest. I enjoyed being number two. If I could be fined or prisoned or taken to court for it, bitch, my life would have been over. I wouldn't be here on this couch today.
I still get high and I know I could go to jail. Think about that. Like, we all... Wait, isn't weed legal now in New York?
It's about
it
to be.
It is. Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. So what are we talking about? You said you would go to jail before being a side chick? I'm saying
there's a lot of shit I do that I would, like, can get in prison
for. I'm confused.
No. I'm saying, like, he's saying, would you still do it? I'm like, I do a lot of shit that I could go to jail for.
So you would be a side chick?
I'm just saying that wouldn't stop me.
Oh.
A fine.
Yeah, but what if it's, like, 500 every time?
I just told y'all.
What do you mean
they
give you high to pay? First of all, I don't like.
And if you don't pay up, there's a warrant.
I don't fuck married dudes. But if you had a girlfriend and you guys were in a fight, I feel like that's not a big deal.
Okay, what about separated? What about men on a break?
But those are like girlfriends. Like, you can't get in trouble for girlfriends.
You could be on a break or separated from your wife.
I think separation is different if you guys live in separate houses. But if you still live with your bitch.
Yeah, okay. See, that's different. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why, because I think...
Why? Because Scottie Pippen and Larsa still live in the same home, and they both are dating separately.
Really?
Yes.
I'm assuming they have an agreement, though.
No, she said... No, they've been separated for over 2 years.
So why they live together? They rich.
She's the mother of the four kids. She still takes care of the home and all that stuff, but they're not together.
They have to have some sort
She
of
came
agreement.
Out and talked on Hollywood Unlocked about them being separated. So, like, when everyone made it such a big deal with her dating
I'm not cool
future...
With that.
And her dating the Malik, the younger NBA player.
Yeah.
She's like, me and my husband have been separated for 2 years now. Mm. Like, we're not together.
I said it here first. They're getting back together.
Who? Scottie Pippen and Larsa?
One day.
Bitch, they was married for like older than us.
Okay. They're going to be on some Will and Jada shit. Partners for life.
Don't do the...
That's what they said.
Y'all ain't watching us on the YouTube. Well, some of y'all are. Did you really just air quote partners
because
for life?
Because they said it like they'll never get divorced.
What's wrong with partners for life?
I don't think anything's wrong with it. I'm just saying they basically didn't even use the title husband and wife. They just said they would be like life partners.
I like life partners.
I like life partners too.
Oh.
I think it always made me think of gay. But now I use the word partner, and shout out to the gays and Lil Nas X.
I ain't gonna hold you. Shout out. I love him sliding down that goddamn pole into hell.
Let me tell you.
Where do you think we finna go? What's your What is your outfit and lace wig gonna look like sliding down a pole to hell?
Well, we know I'm gonna have braids. And I think the braids may wrap around the devil's dick and jerk it off.
Oh, that's intense.
See, let's talk.
I'm bending Satan over and giving him my schlong. I am. And I'm gonna have a long, I think I'm gonna do a pink lace wig.
I was gonna ask you what color is the red?
Pink lace wig with sparkles. Actually, I may put on my outfit that I had on in Mexico for Mocha Fest. I really like it.
Do
and
it.
That's how I'm sliding
a little
down
Mexican
into hell.
Ooh, this is spicy.
Yeah, fun. Baby.
Give me
a quesadilla, Satan.
I actually shout out to Brianda. Some of you have heard her on our podcast.
Oh my God, Brianda.
I produce her show, Bible Stories with Brianda, and I am actually a little, not anxious, but I wonder what it's going to be like when I see her, because she has been so vocal about not fucking with Lil Nas X in this video, about the satanic
I love it.
Stuff. Now,
didn't she used to be an atheist or someone that worshipped Satan? She said that she wasn't.
Yes,
at one point,
but
right?
I think in her defense, her point is more so like condemning God or Satan. She never worshipped Satan, so she sees an issue with that. But for me, I really just think Lil Nas X did a line, smoked some weed, whatever, and was like, yo, I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to be all like pink and precious and have diamonds and shit. And then I'm going to slide down a pole to hell, dance on the devil's dick, and let him eat my ass. That's the video. I really think that's how it happened.
I ain't going to hold you. I
don't think there was more to that.
Well, I feel like the symbolism behind it is the fact that he came out as gay. And just from the comments, I mean, you and I get comments all the time. You know, they're calling us racist. Black people can't be racist. But anyways, they're, the comments of maybe people insinuating that because you're gay, you're going to hell. I mean, of course, Christians don't agree or align with homosexuality.
I get that as well. I don't know. It's weird because I feel
I
like
love it. If I'm going to hell, baby, I'm sliding down in a red
now,
lace wig and 10 inch
heels. Brianna's saying, because I read some of her tweets, and she was saying,
I gotta
like,
look through them tweets.
I do too. Let's read some. Brianna's gonna be like, oh my God, why are they doing this?
We gonna disagree with her though, right?
I disagree with Brianda on this.
So do I.
And I'm okay with saying that. Love Brianda. I think She's sweet. I love how deep in her belief she is. I disagree with what she's saying because I think that it's not his responsibility, obviously, to do anything that has to or
to do with raising kids and all of that other
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So she, let's see, Satan Hoopla. I was not raised in the church. I was vocally atheist until I was 25 years old. And now I know what a disconnection from God feels like. I know it well. She believes basically he's disconnected from God. Only one man was perfect and his name is Jesus Christ. If you have never read the Holy Bible and don't know where to begin, please listen to my podcast. It's for everyone because God is love and anything that goes against God is anti-love. And I think that the reason she's saying that is because she does not believe it has to do anything with being homophobic. She's more in the idea that this
is about anti-love Satan is anti-God.
The first minute of Lil Nas X ode to Satan.
I would just like to tell Brianna, this is just my only response to it.
Oh my God. What is that?
Baby, if we talking about anti-God and we talking about anti-love, baby.
Where did she get a soundtrack?
I really just need you to know this has nothing to do with either.
She just wants to play Tina. Oh, do you watch the documentary?
We just have to keep talking over it just for copyright reasons.
No, I got this. I know when to eliminate. I got it.
Oh.
I was just saying, though.
She was saying, what love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Ooh, that was bad.
Y'all hit that, though.
No, I screeched.
Y'all hit that.
But you know what I mean? But yeah, not to me, well. You got, I don't know. I'm not riding with that.
I just want
to
say you talking over that was so soothing.
You feel me? That. You feel me? That's why as soon as the words came, I was like, ooh,
turn down. So here's what she said. So
turn down.
A cool response, because this is what I would say. The Lil Nas hate is rooted in homophobia. Full stop. This is from someone else. There's literally a group called 3-6 Mafia. Bone Thugs and Harmony had demonic skits on their album. DMX played satanic imagery.
That's funny. I just talked about this.
People are mad that he's gay. The end. She says, literally no one cares that he's gay. My God, the church hurt him. That's apparent. That's why he's putting Satan in his art. But his shitty church cannot be held responsible for every Christian that comes after. It's unfair and cruel, recycling the same hurt. God is love. So I think she understands.
They mad because he gay. And that's it. It's only because he's gay. It's because he had tenant chills. It's because he had a lace front. Cardi or Meg or anyone in our era right now that's popping did something with a satanic thing. You know why I say that too? Do you know whose fucking video got rave reviews and that was beautiful and everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's so artistic? Doja Cat and Streets. There was vampires. She was crawling like a fucking demonic fucking being.
I think zombies spiders. Are different though. But
no,
I do agree with you.
I didn't say zombie, baby.
But you said...
No, she was crawling like she was a possessed like demon. Anything that has to do with like demonic things, Satan. Like if you could play if you could play her video, then you had fucking Kofi fine ass. Turn into like some sort of, yeah, like no, demon.
That's probably a zombie, like Walking Dead.
Bro, they was not dead. But they still had demons, makeup on,
demons,
bro.
Demons are associated with like hell and
yeah,
Satan.
Yeah, walking and okay. like zombies are associated with some sort of plague
so,
of dead
I
people.
I agree. I do think that anyone else like, could have done it. But remember rock and roll? Like Ozzy Osbourne, all these people? Like
these are zombies? This is like some demons.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But they also got some shit for that like in the past too. Like rock and roll being associated with hell and Satan.
That's true.
And,
they did.
Inappropriate and whatever. But I mean... I do think I could agree that I think just for the fact that he is gay alone,
that's the problem.
Adds like that extra spice of hate.
Bro, you're telling me not you're sliding down side, with the fucking heels, my nigga?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
I get it. Damn, Kofi look good.
Kofi fine.
But no, those tweets were interesting.
Kofi is fine.
And I record with Brianda in 2 days for Bible Stories with Brianda. And I feel bad because as much as I feel like early on, a few years ago, I was like, rah, rah, Black Lives Matter shit. And like, it was a really difficult conversation. Even before Trump, it was like really difficult for me to have these conversations after Trayvon Martin and with the Stand Your Ground law when I lived in Florida and shit like that. I feel like it takes a minute for everyone to jump on a bandwagon you think you're at. And with Brianda, I could see how she feels like she's alone in this fight. Brianda is progressive. She's not your average Christian. She's accepting. She's, you know what I mean? She's not someone that hates the gays or believes they should be condemned to hell, which is why it's difficult for her to see the other side of what we're talking about.
Right.
And so that's why I feel like this is a hard fight for her to have, because we are such liberal people in this point in time. So if you do believe in God and love, and God is love, it's hard. I didn't expect her to react that
God
way.
Ain't love. What's love?
Do, got to do with it. Speaking of love, let's talk about something.
Are we really about to talk about love?
No, I'm talking about something I love to do, which is a blowjob tip for the hors d'oeuvre this week.
Okay. I like that was a segue bit.
Thank you.
Because I do love sucking some dick. Let's get into this conversation, because now we can talk about some real love.
Yeah.
And God created the penis that I'm going to put in my mouth tonight when I do. So I was smoking, sucked some dick, had no spit in my mouth.
I was about to say, bitch, how you did that?
And not at the same time, but... The next day, it was super nice and sloppy, and I realized it's because I was so dehydrated from smoking and shit.
You was what?
Dehydrated.
Dehydrated.
What'd I say?
Dehydrated.
Ooh.
There's an A in there?
Dehydrated.
Yeah,
there's an A in dehydrated.
There is. What I was talking about after the D,
I was like,
bitch.
Man, we were doing so good. We had her.
I was like, oh shit, there is an A in that bitch. Hey.
Oh, I want a little bubble. Dehydrated.
My bad.
Okay, so blowjob tips for wet mouth. If you nerve giving head, but your dry mouth is cramping your style, this is super interesting because I don't know how to say this word. But what I'm going to do is give you a guess. Xylitol, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L, xylitol-based mouthwashes specifically designed for dry mouth, like Smart Mouth mouthwash or Biotin, not to be confused with biotin.
Right.
But xylitol mouthwashes stay away. Like, you have to remember to stay away from alcohol-based ones because they cause dryness, but they basically stimulate saliva production. So if you have been smoking weed and you like rinse your mouth out with this kind of mouthwash, it'll actually bring back the saliva.
Good, because I also didn't... I used to not like kissing niggas after they got done smoking either,
it's
too.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's just like...
I know.
Like you taste the THC in your mouth.
And really, it's all about water consumption, but if you need something quick, try that. Or... chewing gum or sour candies will also bring out some saliva. Ooh, salivary gland, sorry.
For show Jolly Ranchers and for show Starburst.
Who is it telling me that they suck dick with a fruit roll-up? Thank you.
Are
you
making on our Patreon.
No, Hope Disguise told me that too.
Who?
Hope Disguise says she'd be wrapping the fucking fruit roll up around a nigga dick.
Nah, because then you gotta wipe the sugar off before it go in your coochie.
So her and Venus be doing that freak shit with sugar.
I didn't intentionally give you guys water because we're talking about hydrating during blowjobs.
I know,
I just saw Manny was choking, like, and I was like, Manny, no.
Man, a bitch did like a 3-hour pod yesterday. A bitch tired of talking.
See, and if you're at home, you could hydrate right now too.
Remember, I need to
don't forget
drink
to drink water.
Don't forget to drink water, guys.
Wow. I'm not feeling so well. I don't have COVID because I've been tested 3 times. Antigen, 2 PCR. I actually have a regular cold. Who fucking knew?
I'm not gonna lie, that's how you notice some bullshit. How the hell COVID come out and every other sickness disappear?
Oh, no, dead ass.
Like, you can't even have allergies. I'd be like, I was on live this morning blowing my nose and they were like, COVID. I said, the sniffles is not even a COVID
Well,
symptom.
Allergies, but no.
It's
dog.
Literally allergy season. And
when I felt that
like
first little ear thing, I was like, bitch. And you know you can't get no kind of sick when you think you got COVID.
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all should have, yesterday, like, with y'all know me. On my other podcast, it's so long, I was like, all right, I can't cough for 3 hours straight.
That sucks.
So you should have seen, I was like,
about to explode.
I was like, keeping my cough in. Yeah. A bitch almost, head almost blew off.
Everyone's going to be mad judgmental. Real
quick. You know what? Well, at this point, this is why I do it on this pod. Because guess what? They can judge us here.
Mm-hmm.
What? Because they're not that bad.
They judge us here anyway.
That's all she wants to say. They're not that bad.
Mandy and
I had a conversation about this with like the horror hive. And like, you know, when you were having just issues with people talking shit online in general. I was like, they really aren't that bad and horrible. And people are really sweet how they try to say stuff to us. Like, I just want you guys not to fight. So, like, can you please just shut the fuck up?
Nah, the whore hive, I'm not going to lie. We have the best paid ass fans out there. And I say that because there's no way that the fans at Brilliant Idiots or the Joe Budden Pod make money because they spend way too much time being evil people on the internet.
Everyone's
and I feel
hurt.
Like
you know
the why? Live is so nice.
I can tell you why.
Because they all live in their mom's basement.
No.
Wow.
Because they're men. That's why.
Christ.
You might be onto something.
Bitch,
you don't got no male fans?
I mean, we do.
Oh, of course. But they don't act like this.
Because they just be wanting to get
speaking
their
of which, one
us.
Moment.
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
Uh-oh.
What do you think it's going to be?
Just when them niggas get an attitude.
See?
Okay? Wait, what we doing?
This is a good thing.
We got some fucking in the mail. We have a little letter.
Those are not reading glasses.
Style glasses. Wheezy and Mandy. Oh, let's give some context. On Patreon, we do live town halls, which are the fucking best thing we do ever. They're so much fun. And we
shout out to all the patrons, by the way.
Have some that join us every time. And there's a guy named Barry. And we always joke with him because his video is always super clear. Like 1080p
like,
fucking
it
webcam.
Looks like he's
that's
on,
right, Barry. Let him know.
Literally, Barry.
We call him Barry 5K.
And I'd be like, you on 2020,
that's a,
huh?
That's a great name.
Nah, literally.
Well, this video is in 4K if you're watching. You're welcome. So basically, Barry was going back and forth with us joking. I didn't really take offense to it, but he said, and I quote, Wheezy and Mandy, I listened to bonus episode 11. Wow. While funny, I was definitely wilding. Y'all know it's all love and jokes, but it never hurts to apologize. Barry 5K.
And this is
and
the
sent
men who
us
are fans of us.
Cookies. It was so sweet. That's the type of niggas we fuck with, okay? Now, y'all, this over there are flagrant, brilliant, and
all,
we're
all the men on every other platform.
Oh, they are assholes. No pun intended.
We are secretly super sweet. We're just not going to be super sweet all the time. That's what it is.
Oh, nah.
Okay, well, all the time is in
every
fucking
week?
Comment?
I was about to say.
I mean, we can't just be sweet to anybody.
That's fine.
Just say that you don't like women and keep it moving.
Damn.
Since we're out here admitting not to like men, I feel like a lot of men don't admit that they really don't like women.
Lysandre.
AKA Kevin Samuels. There's no way he likes women. I'm not going to talk about his sexuality because that could be another conversation. But Kevin Samuels, he can come over here whenever he wants. But no, bro. I'm sorry.
Whenever he wants. I don't know. I think that the difference with
he don't like women,
male and female fans, men do a very good job of like trying to poke and incite. That's what they do. They like to enrage people.
Because they need attention.
Men are generally hecklers in an audience. Like they
I think
like
we
to heckle
just love
online.
To control shit. Like I'll look at the comments for horribles because I like watching the clip and be like, oh, I wonder what people say.
Oh God.
And then I'll see dudes be like, oh, y'all just like being whores, don't you? I'm like, yo, sir,
yeah, it
the show
us.
Name is horrible. What are you thinking? They just like to be controlling, bro. I don't know why.
You don't? You're
no.
a man. It's apparently in your DNA.
I don't give a shit if y'all whores, quote unquote.
Like, thank you so much.
Why is that a big deal? I feel like people are just thinking into it. Well, men are thinking into it too much, personally.
But also, it's the men that would never get coochie from any of us.
And that's another thing.
So what is the problem?
To be honest, our fans, the male fans, and any man who listens to this show, very rarely have I met a shitty one.
Shout out to Dredd and Siggy. Those are the two off top. I know they have been to a lot of our shows. Barry.
There's
Dre. There's the one that you always want to shout out his goddamn his pregnant woman because he fine. Every time we on Patreon, she be like, ooh, you're fine ass. Did your girlfriend have the baby yet? I be like, damn,
wait, what? And there's another one, Trey something. Dub Trey. He was the first person ever to get our autograph. Nigga, I was more excited than he was. I was like, shit, someone get a Sharpie. I was so happy. There was another one. Anyway. There's like 11 niggas that listen to the show. And we need more of y'all than the white women that listen, okay? Because they really trying to take the second demographic.
They are. No, the third. After Latina.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, speaking of men not being shit, sorry. This episode is all about being in a dry spell hell. So, I want to read this text message from a friend of mine who sends me back-to-back texts of a nigga that she's dating, how much she can't stand him, him not responding to her, him not replying to her, and just being an overall asshole. And the next text I got on Wednesday at 7:24 of this week was, okay, I'm so fucking horny. The next time I come to NYC, I'm having sex with three men at the same time. That's the only way I can make up for not having sex in so long. That is literally what happens to us. And I don't know if this has happened to anyone else, but I'm going to tell you what I said. And this is fucked up. I went through a dry spell. I'm in a group chat with one of my male friends, Sade, Venus, and Vinny. And I verbatim said in the group chat, I need to have sex with two men. I need one in my mouth and one in my pussy because I am not getting fucked enough and I need it right now. And it's going to be you because I trust you, and then you got to get one of your homeboys. Mind you, I even like this.
You Wait, you said that to somebody?
Yes,
you said
I did.
It needs to be you and one of your homeboys.
Yes, I did.
Come on, Diamond Princess.
Now, this is fucked up because he was like, yo, you won't even have sex with me by yourself. Why would you fuck? I was like, we can finally fuck. Bitch, I was so fucking horny. I didn't care. I made him go through Instagram, tell me which one of his friends he could have sex, like could have sex with me, make him figure them out. It was like ridiculous. And this is all because I was so horny, but I was so mad at a nigga in my life that I couldn't fuck.
Damn.
So.
And I'm over here just getting dick so good.
That's right.
I can't think of dick. Well, because a bitch be, do you know I woke up this morning and did yoga?
Wow.
That's how much this nigga's fucking up my hips. I don't even feel like, I was like, I need the hip stretches or something. So
I'm sorry,
bitch did
not,
yoga
not
for beginning.
Peace and meditation. I've been fucked so hard my hips broke.
So a bitch woke up and did yoga for beginners. I went straight to the YouTube.
Well, anyway, now I'm out of a dry spell and everything's okay. But.
Wait, so did you get fucked by the two guys?
No, I didn't. I got over it.
Well, that's not.
That's anticlimactic.
Yeah, I was like, where's the story?
I was horny. And then, you know, I got my feelings. So I was like, I can't. I like you. I don't want you to look at me that way.
Oh, my God. Are
I'll
you
get over
kidding?
It.
Oh, my God. But you done already told him you want him to pick out the friend for you to fuck?
He did send some fine-ass friends.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, where are these niggas behind her? Are you serious? So guess what? At that point, you should have just fucked the friends because now he know you a hoe.
Talk now he about, know I'm a hoe.
So then why do you care if he thinks...
I just...
But
I
men do like hoes.
No. Don't get me wrong. This is not in fear for like... This is my own head. I am a hoe advocate. I am a hoe. I embody that spirit.
Okay.
But I have an issue. I feel like I've talked about it on this pod before with MMF because there's something in my brain that it's my own whore phobia. One day I'll get over it, but it's not today.
Not me. That shit was fun. Give me all the dicks.
I don't know why I can't do it.
I mean, really, I would limit it to three if I really like wanted to get
just for
crazy.
Modesty purposes.
Yeah, I don't think I would go above three, but yeah. And I'm so excited.
Why do you think after three it goes crazy?
I don't know. Our next guest for next week is actually really into gangbangs, so okay. We'll have that conversation with her.
Great question.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you'd run out of places because it's like
no? Because I got okay. So I can have a dick in one hand, right, a dick right. in the other hand,
mouth,
a dick in my mouth, a dick on my forehead, a dick in my pussy.
That's five.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Technically, there I could have a lot of dicks.
I thought you would fill the holes.
But
first
if I do three dicks, no, I think I would want to go between two in my mouth. With the hands and then one of my pussy. Because unless what?
I started thinking about the joke Andrew Schultz said on his Netflix special about Trump dances like he's turning tricks at a truck stop. And then Mandy went like this. And I was like,
No, only because I really like big size dicks.
Right.
And so therefore, I don't think I would be able to enjoy double penetration unless one was really tiny.
There is something to be said about a meaty, thick dick to be just like godsend.
Yeah. I also just like the mushroom heads.
I love
like what
when my mouth
like.
Is tired from sucking dick. And it only happens to big dicks.
Oh, it only happens to me in the morning. My nigga know he gets about 30 seconds of dick sucking because my mouth, I think, shrinks when I sleep. So when I wake up, I don't know, or maybe his dick is just bigger in the morning.
I'm sorry,
I
nodded my head like I understood what she
did. Did you get it?
I went just like, I wish you could, I could play that clip
like
back.
In the morning, okay, it's either his dick is massive and full of blood or my mouth shrinks because in the morning, my mouth barely open around it. He gets like maybe 15, 30 seconds of dick sucking and then I'll be like, all right, it's too big. I don't suck it in the morning. Sorry.
I think that's fair.
I just can't suck it because of my breath.
We kiss. I'm still in love, so we kiss with our morning breath.
You can't give a fuck after a certain point. For morning breath? I mean, well, for you, you're in a relationship.
Do you think it's a joke? Like, I don't... Dude, I've been dating Obey for a little over 2 years, and I cannot smell my own fucking, I have to jump up and rinse my mouth.
Dang, your thing be stank like that? Oh, yeah, stank breath ass.
But you know what? I'm a late night snacker.
Oh, that might be it then.
So I might brush my teeth, get in bed.
Crackers is in your mouth, bitch.
That's it, bitch.
That's what it is.
If any nigga knows me, anyone I've ever really truly fucked with, they know what I eat at night, and it's cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers.
It's sick.
Look at me kind of knowing you.
Because you have known me for how long?
Since like 15. We would go, we would leave the club, we would go and get Steak and Shake, get home, bitch, we got Steak and Shake. This bitch would still go to eat cheese and crackers.
I see it.
With the Steak and Shake on the counter. Like, bitch, we have a whole burger and
fries. If you ever been to my apartment, you know a bitch loves a charcuterie board, okay? Yeah. I've got a nice little plate. Matter of fact, at the kickback that I threw, well, I didn't really throw it. Dennis threw it for me, one of my friends. We had all these people over. And Rory goes, yo, can you please stop? I was like, does anybody want anything else? They've got cheese, they've got crackers.
That's
I was so fucked
I
up.
Am.
And it's like 3 a.m. Whatever you guys need, you let me know.
Yeah.
Parcheesi, cheddar, games and cheese and crackers is what I got at my house. And drugs.
And home. And
I live in a really expensive area. Now there's a cheese shop. Did you know that there's cheese shops?
No, yes. I didn't know that. Oh, well, of course she would know.
You know, let me talk to the niggas from the block.
Did I tell you guys what happened in Paris when I like...
I ain't never have a cheese shop in my neighborhood.
I almost shit my pants at a cheese shop. Well, I did. But,
are you lactose?
Huh?
You lactose?
I am, but I'm going to eat cheese.
Oh. Milk just like... I don't drink milk. I just drink almond, oat, but cheese... Yeah. I shouldn't. It makes me poop, but I'm not lactose. But anyway, I do this cheese tour in France. You basically get off...
In France.
No. That was my...
bitch.
Y'all know how the fuck I get down. That was not the flex.
Fromage.
So I get on this cheese trip. I'm by myself. And basically, we get to the third shop, and it was so fucking good. It was a Gruyere cheese or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was good as fuck. And all
I know Gruyere.
That shit's lit.
Uh-huh. They be putting it in Starbucks sandwiches.
Yes. So I started eating too much of this cheese. And the cheese was so good that I wanted to stay behind. But also, my ass was like,
girl,
stop. So I had to tell the tour guide, because they're like, oh, we have to be able to take you back. And we were far out. We were past Paris. We were like in some other shit. I was like, look, I'm not going to make it. Okay. And they're like, no, we wait for you. What? It's no problem. I was like, no.
Do the accent again.
We wait for you. It's no problem. So
that's not so bad.
So I was like,
le vous coucher avec moi.
Ce soir.
Yeah, baby.
Shout out to the Haitians and the hot dog soup.
No, bitch.
It's spaghetti.
That was sac passé. I actually just did French.
I know Haitians speak French.
They speak Creole.
But it's
like a broken French.
But they speak French, though.
Damn, why the French gotta be broken?
But it is.
It is. Anyway, so the tour bus leaves. No, they didn't want to leave. And he's like, how much time do you need? But you know when you can't stop shitting? I'm literally like, yo, I need to, I don't know. So he's like, text me. I go in the bathroom. It's 20 minutes later. I'm fully naked in a fucking French cheese shop bathroom. I know it's not the first time it happened because the cheese is strong. I'm like, please just go on without me. Dude, I was in that bathroom for an hour. I had to tip them like another $20 because I just felt so bad. Then I had to figure out how to get home. It wasn't no Uber. Bitch, it was awful. The moral of the story is limit your cheese consumption.
That's her stories today have really lacked climax. Do you feel me, Adam?
It was kind of cool once she was like, I had to get naked for this shit. You know,
crazy. Then it just went back down. So
you guys never get naked when you shit?
I don't get naked when I shit.
What? I mean, I literally, like, in the morning time, I be like, just drinking. Well, I know I have a morning shit. So I never want to shower before I shit. So right. I'm like, fuck, man, let me keep drinking coffee. Where this shit at? Because sometimes the shit take a little longer. So like normally I do it at 8 a.m. Sometimes it don't want to come till about 9:15. And I got to start my day.
Yeah.
So, Dave, do you get naked when you shit?
You know what?
Our photographer, Dave, in here was like, bitch, I am not in on this shit. So I really only... Y'all must not got IBS. Anyway, speaking of shit, instead of calling your shitty ex, here are the things that you should do before you call your ex.
This you hear these segues coming in spicy today, right? These are your shit. Let's talk about your shitty exes. All right.
That's my writing brain working. So if you're going through a dry spell, there are some hookup sites. I'm going to list them for you in alphabetical order. No particular order, but alphabetical. So I don't know what will help you, but here we go. Ashley Madison. This is apparently the best overall hookup site. It is known for men that want to cheat on their wives or have an affair to go on Ashley Madison. However, try it out for yourself. Adult Friend Finder. This is best for casual local hookups. I've never been on there. Sounds white, but here we go. Seeking arrangement. Now, if you listen to our fake sugar daddy episode, Splenda Daddy, we had him on, a very attractive man who...
Why are you lying?
He was attractive to some. He was...
Was it on video? Did we show him?
I don't think...
No, he blurred.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, he wasn't ugly at all. He was super fit. I'm just saying, if you had to get a sugar daddy, that's a good one. Mm. But he really wasn't a sugar daddy. He was just paying bitches to fuck on there. So I'm saying you could do this too. Zoosk, Z-O-O-S-K.
That's new. What
Hinge
do?
Will find you a match quickly. I don't know if you'll get fucked. Bumble, best app for women. Her, LGBTQ women. Match.com. Apparently that's on there as a hookup app. Who knew? But like desperate people be on there, I guess they're saying. Okay, Cupid, Tinder. Best for one night stands is Tinder.
I also want to throw out, I just brought this up on my other show, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but Tinder is actually rolling out allowing background checks.
Oh, nice.
On wow. the people that you connect with. So it'll be through either, I believe, your name and phone number, but you'll be able to see arrest records. If anyone, damn. If anyone has any sort of like, what's it called when you don't want nobody to come by you?
Oh, fuck.
Damn it. Wheezy.
Restraining orders.
Restraining order, bitch. It'll let you know if any of them is out on somebody. But yeah, Tinder's actually rolling out that.
Trying to figure out if you have a restraining order?
I do.
Oh, bitch. They ain't going.
A girl pulled one on me after I fought her in a club in Florida.
They ain't going to want to go on a date with you now.
I'm dead ass. Her name is Ashley. Can't remember her last name.
Okay.
Fuck that bitch.
Oh, okay.
I beat her ass after she had been blowing up my phone, sending shit to my job, beat her ass in a nightclub in Antigua in Florida, and then she put out a restraining order on me saying I couldn't come within a certain amount of feet of her. Although, all she did was blow up my phone and text a bunch of niggas that I was fucking with. So,
That's how you know Orlando is like a small town.
Fuck that bitch. Y'all probably know what I'm talking about if y'all was at the club and I had the ankle bracelet on when I fought that bitch.
Tell them why you mad, son.
Ashley, you can suck my dick and I hope they motherfucking drop that goddamn restraining order, bitch. So no, I'm a safe person to hook up with. I think I have one against me.
Did the other bitch put a restraining order out on you two up here? I just knew she was trying to sue your ass, but...
I didn't do anything to her. I would need the restraining order on her, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true.
You don't got no restraining order
on you? Petty. She did not have to bring that shit on.
I was like...
For context, everybody, I dated this crazy ass chick.
Bitch, they know who it is.
I know, but just in case they're new. I dated this crazy ass bitch who wanted to fucking sue me because I talked about her on Brilliant Idiots. And all I said was, I fucked a model. And she's like, they know it's me. And she was just mad because I started fucking with Jeeves at the time.
They also know it's her because she came on talking about how good you ate her pussy.
Oh.
Thank you.
See? Wow.
Fine. I Adam.
What?
By the way, I love that they just cannot get your name right. Can I start calling you Eating
Why does
too?
Everyone keep telling me about this? Everyone's like, Charlamagne keeps saying your name is Evan.
Charlamagne don't give a fuck about your name and the phonetics of it.
Does he really?
Oh my God. Every time he says,
I'm somehow not insulted though.
Aiden, Eden.
How? When I text your name to him, I say, oh, Eden's there. Eden will be there. Da, da, da,
because
da.
Real quick, outside of Eden, when have you met an Eden?
Never.
I was about to say, your name is different.
Say it again.
Eden.
Oh, I meant, damn it.
All right, about the hookup sites. Reddit. I cannot believe this.
Hell no.
But it says Reddit is the best for kinks and fetishes.
Oh, for kinks and fetishes. Okay.
Grindr, gay men. Blender for international dating. And Field.
Why was that funny?
For international?
Yeah.
Because Blender, what the fuck? They spell it without the E like Grindr. This is so fucking dumb. Field and My Fat Life for alternative hookups. Now, if you are too scared to hook up with someone because you, like my friend, are in a COVID hell, I'm going to go through some masturbation tips because I have a masturbation routine, but we all should be switching it up. What's your masturbation routine? Do you have one?
The way I'm getting dick right now,
Let him know.
Listen, you know what's crazy? We woke up in the other morning to have sex, and he wanted to watch me play with myself. So actually what we've been doing, this is now the second time he's done this, he holds my phone up for me and is like, watch the porn you would watch if I wasn't here. And he'll just hold it. He can't see the phone. And he just watches me look at the phone, and I play with myself.
Do you come? When do you guys start fucking?
I want to. If there's dick around, of course I want to get fucked. But it's intense. It's cool. Like, you know, because what I watch is definitely not shit he watches. So he just literally has the phone facing me. He's on the other side, and he's just looking at me like play with myself.
That's a cool idea.
Of course, my masturbation routine, like say if I don't see him for 2 or 3 days, it is, I have to watch porn. So unfortunately, I'm a visual masturbator. So I literally...
Unfortunately.
This is the hand where my phone is. And I like normally like lay down. I lay down and then... That's what I do. I just play with my pussy until it comes. But what's crazy is it now takes about 17 minutes for me to get real moist.
That's very specific.
Yeah, about 17 that was minutes.
A lot.
I know, it's about 17 minutes. But yeah, I like go through videos and then, yeah.
Well, my masturbation routine starts with a shower. I like candles.
Oh, God.
I like to put on my masturbation playlist. Extra. It's a great playlist. I normally start, I like to come to Brent Faiyaz, as a lot of you know. Basically, I do it in my bed on my back or in the mirror, because if I'm in my mirror, I have this little like small bench ottoman thing, and I just really love to prop my feet like right here. This is just my shit. If my pussy like is spread open, because normally when you're on your back, your pussy isn't open. I use my clit when I'm.
Bitch, that's a motherfucking lie.
No, I'm saying like.
Oh, but you could reach inside of your pussy.
No, I don't.
I was about to say my little T-Rex arms.
But when I'm like this, I just love to look at.
Just the clit for me, baby. The way these little short arms be working, I cannot. Go inside my pussy.
I just really love the vulva. And when I could just get in there and look at it, I just feel so fucking hot. I don't know why.
Especially
like if my hair is done. When I was getting my makeup done for the TV show, I fucked myself every night. Even if I was able to get
you can't see your face while you masturbate.
I do it in front of a mirror.
Oh. See, that is a lot of work. My God, I couldn't do all that.
That's self-love.
No, that's cool. It's just
bitch, nah. Shut up.
You're telling me that y'all think it's wild, even though it was in Shape magazine and all this other shit, to do this. You it's think it's wild to masturbate in front of
me?
We
just wouldn't do it.
I just wouldn't do it. I don't think I could focus.
We gotta call a freak we know, because I really feel like I'm not tripping.
I feel like you're one of the only people who masturbate in a mirror.
There's no way, dog.
You know, I need y'all to comment. Go on over to @horriblepod.
I'm about to call Erica. Someone's nasty in my phone. Who is it? Who's a hoe?
I don't think she masturbates in a mirror.
Yo, we need to know this.
We are on air. Let her know we are on air.
She sees the mic in front of my mouth. Have you?
Put the microphone.
Have you ever masturbated in front of a mirror?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, but was it just for practice or did you keep doing it after? Like, was it not complicated to do?
No, the mirror was on the wall. I squirted and everything. I did everything.
Damn, that's
okay. See, that's what I'm talking. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye. See, the shit's normal. I knew she was a freak. I didn't say it wasn't normal.
It's just, I mean, I ain't doing it.
I was about to say, I don't think my mind would even let my pussy get wet enough. Like, I gotta look. All right,
what?
He's doing a lot,
bitch. Let me tell you. Next time, when you get your hair pink, why,
bitch? It's finna be pink,
just like your pussy.
I'm getting it done tomorrow.
Okay, so it actually brings up the mirror. It talks about the lotus flower for masturbation. So basically, you put your feet. Like in this position, it's just different stimulation. So you put your feet in this position. If you're on YouTube, you're welcome. My pussy's not showing, but you get the idea. And it looks like you're in a meditative state, right? Like a
I did that for yoga this morning. That shit hurt.
But you basically just play with your pussy right here. And it gives you a different sensation. And if you're using toys or fingers, you can reach your G-spot better if you're here than you can. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because the way my hips be hurting, I can't do this shit.
Try.
Yeah, girl, try it. Hurts. Yeah,
look
try
at you.
It.
Oh, I can't. That's it right there. Yeah. Bitch, this is Indian style. Fuck you with the lotus flower.
We can't say Indian style. It's problematic.
Oh, lotus real? Flower. Yes.
Crisscross applesauce.
That's
then.
Better.
See? Okay. This is just the crisscross applesauce. Lotus flower.
I know niggas think I'm so what a fucking hypocrite I am. I'll be like, I'm getting my Indian Remy. But I'm going to say lotus flower. No, this is the lotus flower. And basically, wasn't Tina into Hamnyon Renge
Kyo? That is Buddhism, bro.
Okay, what's your point? I'm saying this what's is the lotus position flower that do with she Buddhism? Would do it in.
I don't know.
What do you mean? It's literally, we both have lotus flowers on us.
Oh, shit.
What does the lotus flower have to do with Buddhism?
Do I ain't got no lotus flower on me.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Oh, that might be what this is. Oops.
All right. Doggy, this is a great one for men to jerk off, like downward. No pun on downward dog, but... Yeah, like, I love to masturbate in doggy style, but that's when I'm real fit. Really nasty, bitch. I got to be on FaceTime or something. You never do that either?
No. Or should I just put lay my on face? My back and watch porn and play with my pussy?
Like, put my face forward.
And ass in the air, you just...
All right, let me...
Hold on, no, girl. You know we got to keep our audio sounding good.
Okay, so okay. Basically, give me the banana. Let me show you what it would look like if it was a dick.
Oh.
I don't want to give you...
Okay, if you had a dick... And you were jerking off like this, you know right. What I'm saying? This right. Would like make sense. So,
but what about for you with just a pussy?
What do you mean? I do it like this, bitch. Tune it up.
I'm not trying to be a whole balancing act.
That huh?
I'm not trying to be a whole balancing act.
Okay, you're not balancing.
Don't be posing, bitch. She just want to tune her ass up. That's all she want to do.
It look good. That's why.
That's all she want to do.
I was trying to make sure Dave got the shot in my butt. Anyway, no, I do doggy actually, probably once or twice a month.
Okay.
Alone. I just really love masturbating. I'm like a very horny person. Like when Old Bay and I were in Tulum, like he was working from home. I'm talking about quarantine time. He was working from home and I would want to come. So I would just fucking masturbate while he was on conference calls and send him a picture of it because I'm a hoe. So anyway, he's in the bathroom.
Okay.
So anyway, not just positions, but... You should try to change your location as well when you masturbate. So,
for those of you who are fans, y'all bitches couches
of Be Nasty, you're on the couch right now.
You not masturbated yet. On this couch,
and now we have security cameras and the mic is in there, so I'm not going to ever. Kind of sad. Unless I learn how to turn them off.
It's so crazy because I was thinking I'm going to have to start masturbating off of my bed because I'm getting black sheets. And normally I just,
why are
you
getting black sheets?
Exactly. And I was like, damn, I'm going
you know
really
to
wash these
even
shit.
Even spit, like when you're still-
I know I'm going to see the, and I was like, damn. But it's because it goes with my aesthetic, ho.
That's cool. I feel
and
that.
I got a washer and dryer in my thing now. So I was like,
that's
okay,
right. Let them know.
You know what I mean?
She can wait to tell us that. Just a little New York tip for you. In
bitch,
unit,
I ain't
got
to go to the laundromat no more.
But change locations. Car, bathroom, shower. Car.
Now see, I ain't got a car, bitch.
This is a really sick, this is how like nasty I get when I'm ovulated. When I was living in Mexico, I dropped Vinny off at the airport and it was a 2-hour drive home and I was wearing a skirt and I could feel like my pussy lips rubbing against each other and I pulled over and masturbated in a Starbucks.
You're really inappropriate.
You have such a sex drive.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's really bad.
It's she like may be a sex addict. She may be a sex addict.
You think so?
You just got diagnosed with endometriosis. You should probably also go try to see if you are also a
sex
addict.
But my pussy only gets wet for like certain... That's the thing.
Bro, you said your pussy was got wet on a 2-hour drive back home.
I said I knew I had a long drive, so I had to masturbate in the parking lot.
Addiction.
Okay, well, let me just say.
I mean, I'm not gonna
that,
lie,
was
that was
pretty
bad.
I mean, but
that's addiction,
the only
bro.
Reason I thought I didn't have a sex addiction is because I don't have sex with a bunch of people. Like, I can't just fuck. Like, I thought that was like your sex.
Yes,
sex.
You do.
Who?
When you have sex with a lot of people at the same time, though. Just not a lot of people. Mm. Oh, there's an addiction going on there,
you mean
baby.
Like a threesome?
Look at her. She says it like it's nothing. A threesome.
I do
this is just,
like,
this is
like
just one of the steps.
Oh, like
are
a fucking Tuesday?
As if a threesome isn't more than one person.
You know what's funny?
Just being a little threesome.
Someone told me they knew that I was like a true freak because I've had threesomes while sober and like during the day.
Is that?
I'm like, how is that crazy?
I don't think that's that bad.
I don't either.
But
have you ever had
step.
A threesome like at 2 p.m.?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Hold on.
See, addiction. A dick. Shot. Okay. Mm-hmm.
How is that crazy?
It's not crazy.
You see? She's like, y'all never ordered an espresso at 2 p.m.? Like, that's how she's saying it right now. Like, you only drink coffee in the morning? Like, bro.
Okay,
fuck?
Well, I really feel like it's not that insane, but you know, to each their own. Anyway, speaking of addiction, let's get into our hoe mail.
Come on, hoe mail.
Huge fan of the show. I found you guys from Sophia with an F. I fell in love. And yes, I'm the 29th white follower. And I want to tell you my horrible love story. It's kind of wild. When I was 11, my boyfriend was 10. We met for the first time and it was literally love at first sight. I'm sorry. It's just the 10 and 11 was wild. I was rocking the emo phase hard and the man was in his hood phase. Oh boy.
He was in his hood phase at 11?
Bitch. But we were nasty. All caps. Literally dry humped everywhere from the top of a massive boulder to a neighbor's hammock. And let me tell you, he was rocking a big dick then.
At 11? Oh, this feels awful to be listening to, but okay.
Literally, she said she's her white listeners. So no. Literally, I set my expectations too high, but we broke up some point. And 9 years later, I was looking to fuck. I was single and I just got played hard. So I needed some dick to clear my mind. I messaged him A.
And she thought back to an 11-year-old dick? I'm upset. I'm upset.
I'm going to guess that they live in a really small town.
Okay. All right.
I messaged him A and it's been history since. But at the time, I was using drugs and he was 8 months clean. Found out that was a lie. So two bad drug addicts together is, well, a dangerous hell because we were using together. He overdosed so many times.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So did I. I didn't know I was allergic to opiates then. One time when we were picking up, I asked our dealer, can two drug addicts in a relationship get clean? And her answer was simply no. Now, I took that as a challenge since I was wanting to clean up my act and so was he. In July 2019, we stopped using and we have been clean to this day. I proved my dealer wrong and it feels so good. Some days are hard, but I'm lucky to have someone who I get to talk to it with. We plan on getting engaged and getting married in October 2022, hopefully. And I really thought I was going to be a hoe and single during my 20s but I've never been so sure on someone. Plus, we have a dog, cat, steer. What the fuck is a dog, cat, steer?
I'll find out.
And a horse together. Oh, I knew she was in a small town.
They got a horse together. All right.
I'm still hearing the episodes. I'm in 2018.
Please stay there because that's when I was.
I don't know if you guys covered drugs or addiction, but if you ever want to talk about it with us, no. I would love to talk to y'all about it more. Thank you for making me smile on a daily basis. Without y'all, I'd be so much more prudent and secure. Thank you. You brought up my confidence level wait, bitch, where you live at? Because for one,
she has a dog, a cat. We don't even know what a steer is, and a motherfucking horse.
I couldn't figure it out.
What is a steer?
I couldn't figure it out.
Oh, deer, steer. I could have.
Ah,
what the fuck?
Why the fuck do you have a deer with horns?
I told you, this is a fucking small town. They're shooting up. Oh no, sorry, opiates.
Wait, what do you do with opiates?
Don't you?
It's like pills.
The pills.
No? Yeah.
Oh.
I heard. Is it like Xanax? Maybe like Valium.
Whoa.
Well, I'm a Xanax girl, but only when I'm really stressed.
But opioids, why did I want to think, is that like the from the 80s crack era? Opioids was something that was...
No, I think opiates is like the housewife drug addiction thing because it's like normally prescribed.
What am I thinking?
That's right.
Isn't heroin called something with an O?
No.
Opioid. Maybe I am thinking of opioid.
I feel like there's a reason why this is hard to find. There's a reason. I'm realizing.
Well, whatever. We're really glad that you guys got clean.
OxyContin.
Okay, maybe that's the other O word I was thinking of. Anyway, this is not a drug podcast. Next time y'all want to write us in.
We did do a drugs episode, though, but it was a fun one. We did a sex addiction episode.
And we did... Oh, we did do a sex addiction.
He was talking about that shit like it was drugs. See, that's why I think I'm not addicted to sex.
You are addicted
I wasn't
to sex,
that.
Bro, you stopped over
before
and masturbated
you went.
In a Starbucks parking lot.
I was ovulating.
Was it Starbucks?
It's a different circumstance.
At this point,
it was a Starbucks
we mentioned
in Mexico.
Them. Hold on. Oh, we have now mentioned them about 5 times in this episode, and there's a cup on the table.
Well, they're not sponsoring
they're
this
not
show.
Sponsoring
they just
this
got
show.
Their Black Lives Matter t-shirts, and that's as far as they're going. Oof.
Anyways, if you guys want to send us in a goddamn hoe mail, a real one with some hoe shit, send it to horribledecisions@gmail.com. We are also going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip from our Patreon. If you guys are all caught up or new and love us so much that you want more content, there is over 100 episodes over on patreon.com. And Weezy and I are adding some new things in there. So y'all are going to be getting videos on Patreon. You're going to be getting some behind the scenes on Patreon. You're going to be getting 4 episodes a month on Patreon. So literally y'all can double up on some hoe as shit. So go on over. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. You do have to type it all in because it's 18 plus. So patreon.com/horrible decisions. It's in the description of this episode. Do we have anything else to leave them off with before we go? Anything you got going on?
After opiates, I think we're good. We do have a drugs episode though, but it was a fun one.
It was a
party drug.
You guys can always support both of us in our other ventures if you want. Follow me everywhere at Full Court Pumps if you're tuned in. I also have my own feminine hygiene products now over at officialboxowner.com. And the third installment of our box drops this week. Woo. So if you have not yet, it's probably sold out. I ain't gonna hold you. It's probably already sold out. But if it's not, go on over to officialboxowner.com and get yours now. And then listen to me again every Monday if you're done with this and you want to get some education on. Join me over at
Period. Oh, no, she didn't, Les. If we have nothing, I have talked about my dick sucking skills. Okay.
I mean, that was educational.
We talked about drugs, opiates.
Masturbating from a mirror.
Thank you.
Okay, we were educational
here too. Today.
Okay, if you want less cursing, listen to me over at periodsis.com. Period Sis, it's wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And then every Tuesday, See the Thing Is with my girl Bridget Kelly. And also on Tuesday, if you're done listening to me, Weezy also drops.
Oh, not the eight. Second choice.
Oh my God. You didn't want to say it. So, bitch, fuck you.
I'm just playing. For check me out sake. On there we go. For Fact's Sake every Tuesday, Bible Stories with Brianda on Wednesday. And if you need a place to come record and you love this 4K video and you can watch it on your TV because it's so crisp and clear, come to WTF Media Studios, Eden or Dave, or maybe even me. If I don't forget to press record, we'll record.
Oh, Jesus. And y'all, again, stay tuned for a 5-minute bonus clip. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. Yeah, I'm just saying. All right. Anyways, we're going to get into the horrible decision this week, and it is relationship goals or not. So there's been a ton of conversations about all of these relationships through the celebrity sphere of people dating, people breaking up, people moving on, people cheating. And so I wanted to talk with Weezy about maybe her ideal relationship and if any of the celebrity relationships that we've seen recently are relationship goals or not. I did want to start with PDA. So PDA is public display of affection, and I wanted to give you guys some of those examples. So this would be Saweetie and Quavo before the elevator, Tyena and G Herbo, and Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. So these are all couples who we go on social media. They're coupled up. They're cute.
I don't know who G Herbo is. You know, black.
No, actually, I've told you, you lost your black card long time ago.
Nigga, what?
Ew, so G Herbo,
let me go look.
Well, G Herbo and Tyena are actually currently expecting. And so they've taken maternity photos.
Oh, I've seen her page.
Yes. Tyena is actually
Tyena.
Emily.
That girl?
No, bitch. Oh. No, bitch. That is Nickelodeon. Tyena is Emily's oldest daughter. And anyways, I wanted to talk to you first.
Emily,
off,
who, Lozada?
This what we doing?
Who are you?
And who the
right
fuck
now?
Is an Emily Lozada? You talking about Evelyn Pasol? Who the fuck is an Emily Lozada? Who is that?
Hey, get the minute mark for this shit. This is good.
Who the fuck is Emily Lozada?
I don't see no bitches on G Herbo's page. Who is? Oh wait, now I do. Oh,
yeah,
as fuck.
No, calm down. She just turned 18, I think. Calm down.
That isn't Tyena.
That's she Tyena.
This is Tyena.
No,
it's right?
Not Tyena. Oh. No.
She's this girl's 18. Are you fucking kidding me?
Maybe 19.
Dude, she looks like a full grown adult.
Yeah, but it's the contour. I'm gonna go with the makeup.
This, for anyone who's watching on video,
she's so beautiful.
She's not 18. I'm about to Google it. I don't think
Google
you're,
it. Look up Tyena Emily daughter age.
Tyena Emily who?
Emily B. Yes. She is okay. I lied. All right, she's 22.
All right, damn, Andy.
And G Herbo is 25.
What does he do? Is he a rapper?
He is a rapper from...
Do I know any songs?
That's of Chicago. apparently he's one of them rappers, like, I gotta hear the song and be like, oh, that's G Herbo.
So I'm supposed to know who this nigga is?
Okay, he made a song with Chance the Rapper. Okay, let's see if we know this one. Okay, wait, I don't know that one. Damn, wait, do I not know any songs either? Let's see. Does this sound familiar at all, Weezy? Let me fast forward. Maybe we know the chorus. All right.
No.
Okay, never mind. Anyways, I just know of him from The Shade Room, but he's a rapper from Chicago.
Damn, The Shade Room, pop things off like that. That's probably how I've recognized him.
Bitch, duh. The Shade Room really do pop people off. Like, they force us to care about people that we don't. Anyways, these relationships, they take pictures together, they post on social media. I wanted to know from you what you view as three pros and three cons of displaying your relationship publicly on social media. And we'll get into, you know, at the end, which one aligns with us more. But yeah,
so
what are your thoughts on display of affection and your relationship on social media?
The only person I've really done that with is Scissors. I mean, I post like Old Bay, like, actually, I post him less and less, which is why people think I don't fuck with that nigga. Because I told you, like, I really don't want to make a person my focus right now as far as, like, Weezy and her brand. And I just think it hasn't done me well. But with Scissors, for one, and this is no shade to her, she felt way more secure being posted.
Okay.
And a lot of people do. And I don't shade her for that at all. I think that's totally okay. I think when people want to be posted, I used to kind of think it was like something to look down upon. But I think when you're someone who works in public stuff or entertainment, like, it totally makes sense. You may feel hidden. It may be something, someone being shady or secretive or taking advantage of you. And so I can understand why that made her feel good. So I think it makes your partner feel better.
Okay.
For two, I think a good thing about it is not feeling like you have to hide something, right? Sometimes now I do. You know, there's so many cute photos and videos I'd taken in Mexico with Old Bay and fun moments that I can't post. I don't even have a close friends because it's just like, I'll just send it in a group chat. And then thirdly, I think the other part about it is letting people celebrate your stuff. Much like you post a selfie and you feel good about comments, I think people do feel good about feedback. The cons are, one, I think that you leave room for people to ridicule. Just like you can welcome comments just the same. I'm sure someone, like, your hair looks great, and there's someone who's going to be like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Just as much as you welcome love, you welcome hate. Mm. And another thing that I think is shitty is when you break up, you got to delete shit. And that's so fucking embarrassing.